Hello everyone, welcome to Daily Dose. My name is Stella Damasis and I am your host. How are you? It's the middle of the week and I hope that Monday and Tuesday were good, at least. Okay, so I was watching TV today and a program came on. It was one of these court shows that they have on TV, and I saw a man and his 9-year-old daughter. The 9-year-old girl apparently set fire on a couch and almost burnt down the house of their neighbor. Now, her father actually asked their neighbor to help him take care of her and help put her in a bus to school the next day. But in the middle of the night, the 9-year-old woke up and set the house on fire. She denied everything when she was asked until she got to court on the show. And the judge looked her in the eye and said, "You know the difference between telling a lie and being honest, so tell me the truth." And she first lied and said, oh, she was looking for her deodorant at 1 a.m. And she decided to use a lighter to search for it. And that's how the couch got burnt. But the judge knew, otherwise the judge knew she was lying. And the judge said, you couldn't have been searching for deodorant at 1 a.m. You know, so tell me the truth. Does it make you feel good when you burn these things or when you watch it burn? And she got honest and she said, I just wanted to see what would happen. Now that to me was very scary. Because she was 9 and she didn't speak like she was a retard or like, you know, she was a baby or anything. So she said she just wanted to see what would happen. And then when the judge spoke to her father, apparently she had done it like 2 or 3 times before. She had done it when she was 5. She had done it when she was younger than 5. But this is what I was worried about. She does these things because she wants to know what would happen. And according to her, because nobody has been hurt before, she felt she could do it again and again. So what it means is that her purpose is to actually do it to the point that something will happen. That's what she's waiting to see. She just wants to know what will happen. And since she's been doing it in the past and nothing had happened to other people, she's going to continue to do it until something happens. That was what scared me. And then I started thinking, you know, we've come across kids like this and we take it for granted. We keep saying, no, they're children. They'll grow out of it. You know, some kids just like to destroy stuff. Some kids love to watch others bleed. Some kids like to laugh when something bad is happening to other people. But we keep making excuses and we keep saying, oh no, they're kids, they're fine, they'll grow out of it. No, I'm beginning to understand that it is wrong. I'm a mother, and as an African mother, I know how we are with our children. We don't let anything pass us by. We notice anything, we put a stop to it immediately. Some people might find our style of parenting to be too old school or too harsh, but I appreciate the way we parent, because the truth is, a lot of people that I've come across in America let these things go unnoticed. You know, they take it for granted. And when we say, look, your child enjoys bad things, your child enjoys blood, enjoys fire, enjoys these things, they're not normal. They must have been exposed to certain things. Children are not born to be evil. They're exposed to stuff and they're allowed to do stuff. They get away with stuff. So I'm saying this because I have come across some kids who do these things and who laugh at the worst things that would even scare an adult. And when you talk to the parents about it, the parents will go, oh no, he's a child, come on, he's gonna grow out of it. If I were you, I would look into what's going on. I would get a therapist for my child, or I would get a counselor for my child. I would look into it properly. I would talk to my child and find a way to make him or her know that this is not right. This is not normal. For your child to set fires in different places at different times and love it and enjoy it and want to keep doing it, it should get you worried, because she was not showing any sign of remorse whatsoever. And that showed me that she was going to do it again. Because if she did it at 3, 4, 5, 9 years old, she's going to do it even bigger as she grows older. She's going to learn more tricks on how to blow places up. And if we don't put a stop to it, that That would be very dangerous, and we should look at all the children around us. If we notice anything that's not normal, we should look at it, because life is no longer the way it used to be. And we have to stop saying, oh, they're just kids. Oh, it's okay. Oh, let him be. He's just trying to have fun. You have to pay attention to the kind of fun that you say is normal. And the fact that we normalize everything, we accept everything, that's the reason why I think we're having all the problems that we're having in the world today. We need to be careful. If it's not normal, it's not normal. If it's unacceptable, it's unacceptable. If children shouldn't be thinking or seeing or doing certain things, then they should not be. So I'm hoping that, you know, if you're listening to this, if you know any child around you or children in your home and there's something off with their attitude or their behavior or the things they do, or you notice some signs, I think it's time you start paying attention and looking into that and finding solutions before it's too late, you know. So just encourage people around you and let's do better with our children. Let's do better. Let's help them out, okay? Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. All right, bye.